From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
The 44th Quadrennial National Convention of the Democratic Party will now come to order.
Terry McAuliffe, the chair of the Democratic National Committee, gaveling the Democratic Convention to order. Some 4,300 delegates will pack into Boston's Fleet Center this week to nominate John Kerry and John Edwards as the Democratic ticket. The convention is being held in the heart of the city, and that has led to logistical nightmares and intense security. Our colleague Melissa Block is at the convention, and she joins us now from the Fleet Center. Melissa, what's it like in the hall?
Well, Robert, this is the home to the Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins, and imagine the nosebleed seats. We are above the nosebleed seats. We are up in the rafters with the balloons, and this place has been transformed into a theatrical venue for the events of this week. When you walk into the Fleet Center now, you'll see photographs that are basically outlining John Kerry's life, going as far back to his debate team at St. Paul's School in high school with a series of bad hair days, through his years in Vietnam with the Navy, anti-war protests after the war, including a photograph of John Kerry and John Lennon at a protest in New York City, through his career as a prosecutor and senator, setting the scene to sketch out this man, who is what his life has been and what he stands for.
Well, not that you would be able to recognize them without binoculars from up there, but who will actually be speaking at the podium today?
Today, the highest profile names include Jimmy Carter, who has a speaking slot. Also, Al Gore, which is interesting. He endorsed Howard Dean, of course, in the primary, became a strong anti-war voice, and is expected to ask voters tonight to remember the anger of 2000 when he won the popular vote. Take that as a rallying cry and turn it into votes for John Kerry. It's a theme you're hearing a lot this week, also from Howard Dean, of converting that passion into a win for John Kerry. Also, Hillary Rodham Clinton, you'll remember there was a dispute when she wasn't giving a speaking slot. She now does have 5 minutes. And Bill Clinton, 25 minutes, will be the final speaker tonight. And then also this week, you'll be hearing from all of John Kerry's primary opponents, including Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean, Al Sharpton. Later in the week, of course, the candidates themselves, John Kerry and John Edwards.
And if the Democrats succeed, according to their own standards, what themes will they convey to the country during this convention week?
Strength, strength, and more strength. If you look at the highlights of what they're titling these nights, a lifetime of strength and service, a stronger and more secure America, stronger at home, respected in the world. And the idea, what they're trying to do here, is to keep this from being a venue for Bush bashing. They're trying to keep on a positive message. I think some anger and some passion is inevitable, and that's probably what the folks here are going to want to hear. But they're trying to make this a portrait of fleshing out who John Kerry is, and after the fact, they're still going to have $65 million in the bank to do that. If you look at the platform, it's a pretty straightforward run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road platform, keeping middle-class tax cuts, saying that people of goodwill can disagree about the war in Iraq, supporting the USA Patriot Act, but with revisions. That sort of moderate tone is what they're going to be trying to portray here.
Any sign of protesters in Boston that you've seen?
The protests are confined to a pen. They are caged in, literally caged in, 7-foot-high metal cages just outside the Fleet Center. You actually can't see them as you're walking into the Fleet Center. You can hear them. I heard a guy on a bullhorn saying, "Is this what the city on the hill has become, an armed camp with razor wire?" Referring to the famous 1984 convention speech from Mario Cuomo. But they have been stifled visually and verbally.
How tight is security generally?
You know, it's everywhere, but it's not as tight as I might have thought. I suppose you could make the argument that the best security is the security that you can't see. I did see a pair of tweezers getting confiscated as I was coming in today, but you can walk around freely, you can take cabs freely. The whole area around the Fleet Center is in virtual lockdown, mm-hmm. and roads are closed, and people have just been encouraged to stay home. The theme for workers here in Boston is let's work around it, meaning don't come to work at all.
Okay, well, thanks for coming to work in Boston today, Melissa.
You bet.
Our colleague Melissa Block at the Democratic National Convention in Boston.